Playoff football. Today's Cub game against Liberty Hill Panthers made possible by Mike Leonard with Apple Ford, Seidel Schrader, Wingstop, Cody Real Estate, Brenham National Bank, Wellman Insurance, Bluebonnet Petroleum, Cruzy Village, A Freedom Bell Bonds, Whataburger, Dominant Associates, Bluebell Creameries, K&H Portable Toilets, Hyundai of Brenham, J&A Roofing, Plan North Architecture, Eric Benitez with Cedar Frame Real Estate, Subway Sandwiches, Modern Air Solutions, Blake Sander with Apple Ford, Brenham Collision Center, Citizen State Bank, Kenjira Tile, Sandtown Catering, Tiger Toyota, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Telemann Construction, Mattress Guys, Bilski Waterwells, Nathan's Barbecue, Computer Helpers, Bank of Brenham, La Roche Chevrolet Buick GMC, BVR Material, Bush's Chicken, Mr. Windshield, Brenham Ironworks, the Bluebell Aquatic Center, Collier Construction, John Breeden with State Farm Insurance, WC Tractor, Christy Schlotman with Farmers Insurance Agency, HEB in Brenham, Leroy Schrader, Blinn College, and DDM Pipe and Steel. Back with your hosts, Doug Brown and Tommy Lange, after our pregame show after the word from our sponsors.
Hey, Tex Country. First-time home buyers have been loving the new programs that have been rolled out specifically for them. A first-time home buyer is any person who has not owned or had an interest in a home within the past 3 years. There are a lot of great programs out there, such as down payment assistance, which helps to fund a home without having all the funds up front. In short, there are a lot of options out there. If you're looking for your first property, remember, any property you see, call EB. 979-830-3914.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in supporting the Cubs during this year's football season.
Bluebonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Bluebonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North. 979-836-2531.
What's the biggest myth about interscholastic performing arts? That you have to be the most talented or experienced to participate. The truth is, anyone can be a part of their school's performing arts. There are countless opportunities for students to participate, from theater, choir, and band, to speech and debate. The bottom line, if you want to perform, there's a place for you.
This message presented by the NFHS and the UIL.
And good evening, everybody. We welcome you out to the field in Pflugerville, where it is Brenham Cub area round football tonight. Brenham Cub is taking on the Liberty Hill Panthers. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you high atop the stadium here in this gorgeous press box and looking out over the field and ready for the start of what has a chance to be a really good football game tonight.
No doubt about it, Doug. We're looking forward to it. You and I know a little bit about Liberty Hill. We know the type of offense which a lot of Brenham people are quite familiar with. It's going to be a very interesting test for that really good Cub defense.
Yeah, Liberty Hill runs that slot T offense, or as Coach Young has called them, part of the slot T mafia. It also includes the same offense at the Belleville Brahmas run. And you're not going to see them put the ball in the air very much, if at all. Their main thing is keeping it on the ground, and they've got a group of about four running backs that any one of them touches the ball, and they can be dangerous. And so the Cub defense going to have to be wary of that tonight.
No doubt about it, and definitely we cannot have a ball game And I hate to bring this up, it's all past tense, but we cannot have a game like we had against Gilmer, because if these guys just get in the defensive backfield and we play like we did against Gilmer, it could be an interesting evening.
Yeah, and we've got a lot to come here on the pregame show as we're counting down to the kickoff. So glad you can be with us here on this Friday night. In the meantime, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from our Brenham Cub playoff sponsors.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham football. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities. It's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs football team in their 2024 season.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
If you want to get a head start on holiday planning, call Sandtown Catering for all your dinner needs. With a wide range of menu options, you can customize your holiday dinner exactly as you envision it. And Sandtown Catering will take care of everything. Call today. Sandtown Catering wishes the Brenham Cubs good luck in the playoffs, and we'll be with you every step of the way. Go Big Green!
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
As we come back here, we're taking a look as we get ready for the Brenham Cubs and Liberty Hill Cubs coming into this one. District champions out of District 10 5A, and they finished their right now 10-1 on the season. Liberty Hill were the runner-ups in District 11 5A. They're 9-2 on the season. And looking at our bracket, of course, we're down to the final eight teams of the bracket Region 3. The games tonight in the bracket, you got Richmond Randall taking on Elgin. Elgin, the Cinderella team, but they might be coming to an end tonight. Randall 11-0, Elgin 6-5.
Yeah. Doesn't sound too good for Elgin, but
yeah, and they're playing tonight over at Merrill Green Stadium in Bryan. And meanwhile, also in the bracket this evening, you got Bastrop taking on Fort Bend Marshall, and they're playing tonight at 7:30 over at Waller Dykin Stadium in Waller. And then you got Pflugerville and Iowa Colony, and they're going to play tomorrow afternoon at 2:00, and that one also in Waller. And so a couple of big games there, but some talented teams left in that bracket. And whoever wins tonight is going to be, if we had to make an educated guess, probably looking at Richmond Randall next week.
That would be a good educated guess. I'd be willing to put a little money on that.
Yeah. But it doesn't.
But it is the playoffs.
Yeah.
It is the playoffs.
I know the coaches always like to say when you get to the start of the playoffs, everybody goes back to zero.
That is the greatest point to bring up.
Yeah.
We're all zero now. So yeah. It's all good.
Yeah, yeah, and fans filing in here. Cubs are the home team tonight, and Liberty Hill is the visiting team. And Cubs have already got the inflatable up ready to run through. Now just got to wait for the players to come out. In the meantime, we're going to continue with more of the pregame, but first let's send you back to the studios. Now let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work, now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn College football teams. And thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says, go, play, win.
Brenham Ironworks proudly supports the Brenham Cubs. As you make plans to improve your property, Brenham Ironworks is the place to go. Not only will they help you design, fabricate, and erect your metal building or barn dominium, they can run all of your panels, trim, and gutters in-house for a quick turnaround. And they'll design and fabricate your custom gate and entrance, complete with installation, sales, and service on your automatic operating system. Visit BrenhamIronworks.com or come by 4455 Highway 290 West. Brenham Ironworks. Enhancing your homestead, Texas style.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
All right, as we come back here, we're counting down to kickoff. And we've got area round action here with the Brenham Cubs and the Liberty Hill Panthers. And take a look at some of the other actions going on tonight. You got College Station taking on Lufkin, and that is scheduled to get underway same time as ours at 7 o'clock. And they're playing over in New Caney. A&M Consolidated facing off with Galveston Ball. And they're going to play at Legacy Stadium in Katy. You got Navasota, the Rattlers, taking on Lindale, 7:30 up in Waco. Belleville and Silsby, they're at Klein Memorial Stadium tonight for a 7:30 start time. Sealy and Hampshire Fannett are going to play each other at 7 o'clock at Wood Forest Bank Stadium in Shenandoah. You got Columbus and their high-powered offense going up against Palestine Westwood, and that'll be 7 o'clock at A&M Consolidated. Lexington versus George West, they're going to play at 7 o'clock in Hallettsville. And then the Somerville Yehwas, they are looking to keep it going as their magical season takes them to Shark Stadium in Palacios, and they're going to face Ben Bolt tonight at 7 o'clock. And love to see the Yehwas and Coach Roberts keep that going. They're having a heck of a season there. And they're going in that one 10-1 right now and looking for win number 11 on the season. And that is a look at where the other teams are going here tonight. And, of course, don't forget, we'll have the scoreboard show after the game tonight. And then join us tomorrow morning at 8:15 right here on KWHI for the Saturday morning football roundup. And we'll have one of the Brenham coaches with us and recap tonight's game. And then also take a look and see what's ahead in the world of high school and college. And that's all right here on KWHI. Well, we're going to take another quick break, and we got more to come here on the pregame. And when we come back, we'll take a look at our starting lineups after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
DDM Pipe and Steel is a complete warehouse for just about everything metal. Pipe, angle iron, flat plate, metal building components, roll-up doors, and a selection of long-lasting metal roofing systems. Their knowledgeable staff can answer your questions to help get your project off the ground. DDM was built on the philosophy that low prices, high-quality fabrication, and great customer service are the keys to long-term relationships with their customers. DDM Pipe and Steel, with locations in Brenham and Bastrop, and online at ddmbuildings.com.
Leroy Schrader Contractor Incorporated is your local supplier of natural building and landscape stone. Accent your landscape with patio flagstone, moss and waterfall rock, bed border stone, and boulders. Plus, they offer bulk garden and flower bed mix, topsoil, mulch, and compost. They also carry building stones for homes, fireplaces, and swimming pools, road material for driveways, septic rock, and bag cement. Leroy Schrader Contractor, 8051 Highway 36 North. Open weekdays 7:30 till 5. Call 836-6521 or 1-800-392-9784 today.
Fall is here. That means colder temperatures are on the way. Is your heating unit ready to go? Modern Air Solutions, your locally owned heating and cooling technicians, specializes in the sales and installation of energy-efficient heating and cooling systems. But they also can service any problems with an existing unit. Call Modern Air Solutions today for a heating system checkup at 979-451-5004. That number is 979-451-5004. Modern Air Solutions, honest work with a fair price. Financing available. License number TACLA7416-66E.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance, and all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's insurance you can trust.
And as we come back here, attention football fanatics, don't miss out on the opportunity to be part of Texas football history, where dreams are realized, legends are born, and where unforgettable moments unfold before your very eyes. Mark your calendars for the UIL State Football Championships, December the 18th through the 21st at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, where the best teams from 6-man to 6A leave it all on the field in the hopes of being named champion. For the latest updates and ticket information, head over to UILTexas.org/football. Again, that's UILTexas.org/football. And it's time now to take a look at your Brenham Cub football starting lineup. And let's see here. Oh, there it is. That's what I was looking for. Starting lineups brought to you by Collier Construction. Proud to bring you the starting lineup. As a builder, Collier Construction knows the value of integrity, teamwork, and the dedication it takes to participate in extracurricular events. Collier Construction at Highway 290 West in Brenham. And for the Brenham Cubs, it'll be at quarterback, senior Jordan Harvey. Running back will be sophomore Jacoby Dixon. The wide receivers, all three juniors. You got Zyron Upshaw, Chris Guidry, and Cartel Brown. The H-back, and that is going to be Hagen Frank. Then on the offensive line, you've got Anthony Nahara alongside Andre Mejica, Aaron Carlisle, Landon Flasowski, and then Dawson Moran. Your place kicker is Blue Sinega. Then on the defensive side of the ball, the defensive tackles are Darius Brown and Joe Rodriguez. Defensive ends, Mason Sieber, and also Jace Miller. Linebacking core, you got Caleb Espinoza along with Doyle Brown, and then Christian Prosper. Cornerbacks are Cartel Brown and Liedrick Walker, and the safeties are Jabrion Moore and drawing a blank. Thank you. And Tylan Powell, and so that in the punter is Landon Zelinka, and that's a look at your starting lineups. And we'll be back with more after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Burnham, a proud supporter of Cub football. We look forward to seeing the Cubs light up the scoreboard this fall. And you, too, can rack up points with Bank of Burnham's Scorecard Rewards Program. Earn points with every qualified debit card transaction that can be redeemed for future purchases. So whether you swipe left or swipe right, it's always a winning play. Bank with Bob in Burnham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC.
Are you hungry? You want that favorite Subway sandwich that makes your mouth water? Then what are you waiting for? You can call it in, you can order in the app, or you can order it online, or simply pick them up on the way to the game. But there's no reason at all to deny yourself that mouth-watering chicken bacon ranch or meatball sub. So tonight, while listening to the game, eat fresh, eat healthy, eat Subway. With three locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
Tilghman Construction and Stega Tilghman Plumbing are proud to sponsor the Cubs football team. Tilghman Construction and Stega Tilghman Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years respectively and are ready and able to handle any of your residential needs. So let them be your first choice when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs. Tilghman Construction and Stega Tilghman Plumbing congratulates the Cubs on a great season and wishes them good luck in the playoffs.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere. But does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
All right, now time for one of our favorite parts of the pregame show. We're going to find out who's going to get a rack of ribs should the Cubs score when the Cubs score their first touchdown of the night. And, of course, this is brought to you by the first touchdown brought to you by Nathan's Barbecue. And, Tommy, let's see who our lucky contestant is tonight.
I hope it'll be sooner and not later. Dana Durham. Dana Durham.
All right, Dana Durham, congratulations. You are our rib winner contestant tonight. And the first touchdown brought to you by Nathan's Barbecue. Visit Nathan's Barbecue for lunch specials daily, including brisket street tacos, hamburger steaks, homestyle fried chicken, and back by popular demand, Sunday specials. Every first Sunday is turkey and dressing. You make the call. Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee Street in Brenham, proud supporter of area sports. For your chance to win during the first quarter, just stop by Nathan's Barbecue and register. And as we're getting ready for the kickoff here tonight, of course, for the Cubs, the big thing will be Jacoby Dixon. As many of you know, we talked with Coach about this yet. During his weekly report, Jacoby did roll his ankle while underneath the pile last week. But injury was not believed to be serious, and big reason said took him out. It was lopsided, no reason to leave him in there.
No doubt about it. That very, very, very intelligent move by Coach Young's last week. And you and I both, or not you, you were there. You were at San Antonio, sorry. But we watched Jacoby on the sidelines last week. And, you know, after the injury first took place, you could see it was just a little bit on the tender side. Yeah. And but, you know, by the second half, he was pacing up and down on the sidelines, ready to get back in there. And I'm sure during the week it did slow him down just a tad bit. But, you know, that's okay. I'm sure they're going to – if they heavily tape it, which I'm sure they're going to do that, he should be ready to go this evening.
Yeah, he is. And we'll be keeping an eye on that throughout the course of the evening. And, of course, Cubs can look to Jordan Harvey if he can get off. And I'd like to get Chris Guidry and Cartel Brown involved early in the game and really keep their options open.
What I'd like to see them do, and yet of course I'm not the coach. I'm not there all week long. But what I'd like to see is if they would incorporate, you know, some little short, skinny posts to Cartel and Chris Guidry, because if those guys get a step on somebody, they can make some things happen really quick.
They certainly can. As Liberty Hill coming out on the field, and Cubs should be coming out as well here momentarily. In the meantime, let's go ahead and take another break, and we'll be back with the coin toss and the national anthem after we hear these words from our sponsors.
I only did it once.
I never thought it could happen to me.
I thought I was protected.
But everyone is doing it.
We were just goofing off.
I was just being social.
All of a sudden, everything got crazy.
I know I was protected.
Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham. They can fix your virus.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham football. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities. It's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs football team in their 2024 season.
Looking for real estate? Hody Real Estate, active in all aspects of real estate sales since 1978. They're a family-owned and operated business in the heart of downtown Brenham. They have everything. Residential, country homes, farms and ranches, residential lots, unimproved acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings and take virtual tours. Call 836-8532 and let them put you in the home of your dreams or the perfect place for your business. Hody Real Estate congratulates the Cubs on a winning season.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dahman & Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dahman & Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims-free, for central burglar and fire alarm, and having companion auto and life insurance or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowner's insurance, call Dahman & Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham at 836-4241.
All right, as we come back here, we are counting down to the kickoff tonight. And they've got a little extra time on the clock. They're showing on the stadium clock here. They're showing still like 10 minutes left. I've got like 3 minutes left unless TV timeout or maybe allowing the TV people to come and introduce. But nevertheless.
That makes us in the big times.
Yeah. Yeah. But for those of you that if you want to watch it on TV, it's fine. Just make sure you turn the sound down and turn your radio up.
Turn the radio up and just watch the action.
As Liberty Hill gets set to take the field, we're waiting for the Cubs as well to take the field. The tunnels are up. The inflatables are ready. Liberty Hill's got their smoke ready, already cranking through the tunnel there. But yeah, we made it up through there. By the way, if you're still on your way, listening on your phone or computer or whatever, don't envy you at all, because I know when we came through this Austin traffic, it was an absolute nightmare.
to say the least. So, but you know, one thing we can talk about, Doug, we're going to talk positive about the Brenham Cubs right now.
Mm-hmm.
You and I have, you know, watched this Cub team grow during this season as it has progressed. You and I both agree that if we play as good as we are capable of playing,
mm-hmm.
the Brenham Cubs can play with anybody in Class 5A in the state of Texas.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a big, it's a tall task ahead of them tonight, like going up against a good Liberty Hill team. Coach Young said he's got them focused and ready to go here for tonight. And now it's a matter of going out and taking care of business and moving on, keeping that playoff run alive. But what a run this team has had this year. They're 10-1 this season. Been a long time since we've had a team with that good a record. And when you consider what a tough season they had last year. But this year, I know one of the things Coach was saying back during the offseason was the second year is always the hardest when you got a new when you got a new coaching staff coming in. But the third year is when you really start seeing the results. And he was right about that, because this year they're really seeing the results.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Every coach, wherever you go, whatever program you're in, and your staff, you're going to have, and it doesn't make anybody good, bad, or indifferent. It just, they're going to have their own style of play. You and I both said this, Coach Young's first season. I said, if these kids buy into this program, they're going to be something fun to watch in a couple of years. And we're getting to that point.
They certainly are. And up and down the program, you look and you had not only success at the varsity level, but JV, freshman, eighth grade. All the teams this year either only one loss or going undefeated. And it's one thing for one team in the program to do it, but for all the teams to have that kind of success, that's just really incredible.
Somewhere along the line, something good is being done. That's plain and simple.
Absolutely. And we're about ready for the waiting for the coin toss and the national anthem here. And while we do that, let's go ahead and take another break. And let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
At Bush's Chicken, there is one goal each day. Be the best. Right now, try their new Bush Baby Chicken Sandwich. Chicken tenders and pickles served with a special sauce on a King Hawaiian bun. Bush's offers a variety of menu items for Southern fried chicken lovers. Come try their unique marinated chicken with a friendly in-store atmosphere where you'll feel comfortable bringing your whole family at mealtime. Stop at Bush's Chicken at Brenham on Highway 36 South, right in front of Walmart. Call in your orders at 979-836-1800.
For over 20 years, the Stars of Joy event at Brenham National Bank has become one of our favorite traditions. Stars of Joy is making Christmas wishes come true for children in foster care or children supervised by Child Protective Services. Come by our lobby and select a star from the Christmas tree and make a child's wish come true. Cash donations will also be accepted. Gifts must be at Brenham National Bank by Thursday, December 5th. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Tecron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Tecron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Tecron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North. 979-836-2531.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
KWHIAM and K269GUFM, Brenham.
All right, as we come back, and they are going for the coin toss.
Great. Raguan. And for the Cubs, Liberty Hill has won the call and will be first. Brenham wins the coin toss.
So a rarity for the Cubs is that they are going to start on offense this time. Liberty Hill won the coin toss and deferred to the second half. And so the Cubs will be doing the kicking off, Liberty Hill is going to kick off to the Cubs. Liberty Hill will be defending the north goal. Cubs will have the south goal. As you're looking left to right on your radio dial, Liberty Hill will be going left to right. Cubs will be going right to left to start the ball game. And now we're just waiting on the color guard to make their way towards midfield. And then we can have the national anthem and get this one underway. Good crowd here tonight.
Please rise and remove your hats for the presentation of the colors by the Brennan High School. Marine Corps Junior ROTC and the playing of the national anthem by the Brennan High School Band.
National anthem, and we will be ready to go with the opening kickoff after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Hey, you need a roof, but you don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services for the area for over 30 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing from new, conventional, to green, energy-efficient roofs, and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today. J&A Roofing is proud to support the Brenham Cubs in the playoffs.
Mr. Windshield in Brenham is a proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs football. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield. For all of your auto glass needs, call or visit them online at MrWindshieldInc.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Cubs football team and the coaches good luck during playoffs.
And we come back here and we are ready to go. Cubs and the the Liberty Hill Panthers. And let's not forget our kickoff is brought to you by Hyundai of Brenham. on the Brenham. Proud to be one of KWHI's sponsors. If you haven't already, stop by and check out their brand new showroom and service center. Haven't considered a Hyundai before? Here's two big reasons why you should. Hyundai has earned more safety awards than any other brand, and they got America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain coverage. And this year, they're partnering with Brenham ISD to reward students for perfect attendance by giving one lucky student a vehicle. They know the value of hard work and want to celebrate the students who put in their efforts. And they always say, go Cubs!
All right, Doug, this is going to be interesting. What is this? We've only twice we've seen this?
Yeah. Luke Bardo, the kicker for the Liberty Hill Panthers.
Cartel Brown, Jabrion Moore, and Jacoby Dixon deep for the Cubs.
Yeah. Bardo, a sophomore kicker. And that one's going to be fair caught by Chris Guidry. And so the Cub offense will come out on the field. Ball will be at the 26-yard line, first and 10 for Brennan.
Okay, the question is going to be, do we start off the game and test Jacoby's ankle, or do we surprise them?
We're fixing to find out here. Dixon in the backfield with Jordan Harvey. Brown and Guidry wide to the right. Frank in motion. And it's a pass to Dixon out of the backfield. And he will get right back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. No gain there.
Brought down by Alistair the A-hole.
And so second down and 10 for the Cubs. And play action this time. And pass is complete out to Cartel Brown. He's got an opening room. He's down the sidelines to the 40. And nobody's going to catch him. Cartel Brown. How about that? 74 yards for the Brenham Cub touchdown.
That's the way to start it off.
Just wide open on that little pass out in the flat there, and just a burst of speed all the way to the end zone.
I'll tell you what, that's one of the things we talked about, Doug, was get the ball to Cartel and let them use their legs.
And Blusinego with the extra point. Extra point is good. And with 11-11 left to play here in the first quarter, Cubs lead it 7-0. Back with a kickoff, and we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Hi, Mike Leonard, General Sales Manager here at Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. Times have definitely changed in my 25 years here, but something that hasn't changed is our commitment and service to our customers. So come see me and my team for the great customer service you deserve, or visit us online at appleford.com or hyundaiofbrenham.com, or give us a call at 979-836-3659, 979-836-3659, and go Cubs.
If you want to get a head start on holiday planning, call Sandtown Catering for all your dinner needs. With a wide range of menu options, you can customize your holiday dinner exactly as you envision it. And Sandtown Catering will take care of everything. Call today. Sandtown Catering wishes the Brenham Cubs good luck in the playoffs and will be with you every step of the way. Go Big Green!
Everybody.
And back we go here. As the kickoff is sent high and deep. And it's going to be a touchback. So the Cubs, or the Panthers will come out and take it at their 20-yard line, or 25-yard line. And first look at the Panther offense. And they rush up. And on the carry there's
quarterback.
And he is down the sidelines, and he is going to go knocked out of bounds, or knocked out of the, about the 5-yard line. That was Jake Pitchford, the ball carrier there. He was going so fast, I couldn't pick up his jersey number.
And we talked about it, Doug. That's that slot T. And
yeah.
What you do is you gotta play your position.
Yeah.
We found out the quarterback's got a little speed.
Yep. And that time. And off that was to Bryce Muchow. And he got it to the 2-yard line, and it'll bring up second and goal.
That's Cole Whitfield coming up from the bottom of that stack for the Cubs.
And snap in again.
22.
That is Dylan Belinga, and he's in for the touchdown. 2-yard touchdown run there for Belinga. And now they're an extra point away from tying it up. Kick is up by Carson Bye. And it's good. And just like that, 9:56 left to play in the first quarter. We're all tied up 7-7. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
For over 20 years, the Stars of Joy event at Brenham National Bank has become one of our favorite traditions. Stars of Joy is making Christmas wishes come true for children in foster care or children supervised by Child Protective Services. Come by our lobby and select a star from the Christmas tree and make a child's wish come true. Cash donations will also be accepted. Gifts must be at Brenham National Bank by Thursday, December 5th. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
These days, you want whatever you're putting money into to last. That's especially true if you're investing in a new steel building, like a new workshop, storage building, or barnuminium. When you choose DDM Metal Buildings to fabricate your new metal building, you can rest assured your money is well spent. With over a quarter century of experience, DDM Metal Buildings are built to last. Find out more online at ddmbuildings.com or visit with their experienced staff at their locations in Brenham and Bastrop.
I want to rock!
And back here, we got 9:56 left to play in the first quarter. Tied 7-7 in the kickoff by Liberty Hill. And it's going to be fielded at
J.B.R. Moore
at the 8-yard line. And Moore across the 30 to the 35. And he's going to get up to, well, they're going to say he was down at the 35-yard line. I thought he was at the 37 myself, but they're going to mark him at the 35, so it'll be first and 10 for the Cubs.
Sebastian Evans on the stop for Liberty Hill.
So the Cubs go with a quick strike, and Liberty Hill answers with one of their own. And now let's see for the Cubs what they do here for their second offensive possession. Man in motion, Cartel Brown. Harvey rolling out. He's going to put it in the air. Was looking for Jacoby Dixon and overthrew him.
Jacoby had three steps on the defender, Doug, and Jordan just couldn't quite get it to him.
And so we have a second down and 10.
There is a plus about that. The pass was incomplete, but the plus is Jacoby had three steps on the defender.
There you go.
Yeah.
And on the end around, Cartel Brown. And Cartel gets it up across the 40 and up to the 44-yard line. 9-yard pickup. Bring him second down and one.
Kendrick Hicks on the stop for Liberty Hill.
Signals. Give this to Jacoby Dixon. And Dixon will have the first down and more as he gets it up to the 47-yard line. And it'll be first and 10 for the Cubs.
Caleb Nicholas on the stop for the Panthers.
First down for the Cubs.
Back in motion, and we're going to get a whistle. And yeah, looks like maybe some movement on the line there. As we have a false start against the Cubs, that'll push them back 5 yards. Makes it first down and 15. Ball back to the 42-yard line. Play action, and passes complete to Cartel Brown, and he's going to be stopped. Got to the 45-yard line, so a 3-yard pickup, and that'll bring up second down and 12.
Garrett Lindgren, Carson Nielsen on the stop for the Panthers.
On the snap, get up, play action, and now he's going to put it in the air back across his body. Pass is caught. Jacoby Dixon to the 40-yard line, and he's off with, and he does pick up the first down for the Cubs.
On the stop, Sebastian Evans for the Panthers. I like the play call, Doug. It was a throwback to Jacoby back in the left flat. Picked up enough for the first down, a nice game.
Certainly was. And it's a first and 10 now. Cubs marching down the field. And also two tickets of time off. They're keeping Liberty Hill's offense off the field as well, as we're down to 6:55 left to play here in the first. Now Zyron Upshaw checking in to the backfield. And Upshaw with his first carry is out across the 40, 35, cuts it back 30. And down near the 20-yard line, and he's going to have another Brennan Cup burst down.
Spencer Ballou on the initial hit there for the Panthers.
And they're going to put him at the 26 is where he was out at. And so first and 10 for the Cubs.
Nice run there by Zyron Upshaw.
And this time, Harvey kept it himself and ended up fumbling, but then he recovered, but losses back to the 35-yard line.
Caden Cockburn for the Panthers on the stop.
Loss of 8 on the carry, and that'll bring up second and 18 now. Pass, and Harvey going to keep it himself, and now throws it incomplete. He was looking for Chris Guidry.
Garrett Lindgren, what a big pass rush there, putting pressure on Jordan Harvey.
Yeah, third down and 18. Put it in the air and incomplete. Not really sure where he was throwing that one to, and it's going to bring a fourth down.
Deion Jones on the coverage there for the Panthers.
Fourth down and 18, and one of those too short for a punt, too long for a field goal. So Cubs are going to go for it. Tristan Sugar checking in as an extra receiver. And he's going to put it in the air.
There's a flag. There's a flag. That's all I'm seeing.
Yeah, there was all kind of contact on both Sugar and Guidry. And no, coach wanting a flag and no call. And so the Cubs will turn it over on downs. But, yeah, there, I agree with you. There should have been a flag. You could have flagged either one of those. Because both were absolutely being.
The ball was in the air, and there was pushing and shoving.
Yeah. And a little holding on top as well. Now, Liberty Hill gets the offense going again. And ball carrier that time was number five. That is Bryce Mucho.
Dahl Brown in on the stop there for the Cubs.
And now that one is to number 22. That's Dylan Belinga. He gets hit in the backfield for a loss.
I tell you what, I want to get that right. That's what I thought. Good pursuit there by for the Cubs. Mason Sieber and Darius Brown. Good coverage.
And so now third down and 10. Back to pass, and they're going to put it in the air.
Oh.
Incomplete. They had a man open and couldn't come away with it.
That was intended for number 22, Doug.
And that was Dylan Belinga. It's out on a fourth down.
Oh. And Belinga literally had four steps on the nearest Cup defender.
And some good news, Somerville Yalas, they are up 13-0 in their playoff game over in Palacios tonight. So,
hey, good job.
Yeah, told Coach Roberts, keep it going.
Coach Roberts, good job.
And it's a fourth and 10.
Deep for the Cubs, Jabrion Moore.
And back to punt is number 42, Caden Cockburn. And they're going to let it just take a roll here. And down it at the 23-yard line. And so the Cubs will take back over on offense with 4:02 left to play here in the first quarter. We're all tied up at 7 apiece. Brenham comes at Liberty Hill in this playoff matchup. Area round. Winner moves on next week to play either Randall or Elgin. And so Cubs coming out for the third offensive possession. Teams taking time in the huddle. I don't think anybody called a timeout. The referee's letting them have a lot of time in before it comes. Oh, maybe a TV time.
Yeah, I'm sure that's probably TV.
Yeah. And yeah, we're probably going to pick on them a little bit.
it'll just make the game go a little bit longer.
There you go. Yeah, no, nothing personal. Just got to have a little fun at the field.
Yeah, we got to have fun. You know?
Yeah. And so ball will be at the 23-yard line, first to 10 for the Brenham Cubs.
They don't have as far to drive as you and I do.
True, that's true. So the Cubs back out on the field. Siren Upshaw in the backfield with Jordan Harvey. Give it to Upshaw. And he's going to get hit in the backfield for a loss. Back to the 21-yard line.
On the stop, Garrett Lindgren and Caden Cockburn for the Panthers.
And this brings up second down and 12. Crank in motion, play action, and passes complete to Guidry. And Chris Guidry gets the Cubs a first down up to the 34-yard line.
Okay, Garrett Lindgren and Carson Nielsen on the stop for the Panthers.
We're winding down to 2:53 left to play here in the first quarter. Tied 7-7. Give this to Upshaw. And Upshaw fighting forward. Gets up to the 39-yard line.
Kendrick Hicks on the stop for the Panthers.
A 5-yard pickup. We'll bring him second down at 5 for the Cubs. Upshaw with a carry again, breaks free, and gets across the midfield, and picks up the first down.
Finally brought down by Caden Cockburn for the Panthers.
Yeah, good job by Upshaw. Goes Harvey. He's going to put it in the air. Going deep and tipped incomplete. He was looking for Guidry.
Has Eon Jones on the coverage on Chris Guidry.
Just managed to get up there and knock it away. That'll bring up second down and 10. Clock stop with a minute 37 left to play here in the first quarter. This to Upshaw. Upshaw running between the tackles. And another big run there. He gets down to the 41-yard line.
Caden Cockburn again on the stop for the Panthers.
It's going to bring up a 9-yard pickup there. They'll bring up third down and 1. Thank you. give to Upshaw. He's got to get the first down and more as he's to the 38-yard line.
Caleb Nicholas and Kendrick Hicks on the stop for the Panthers.
Yeah, we're down to 50 seconds left. Being incomplete, he was looking for Cartel Brown.
I'll tell you what, I like the play call, Doug. It was a down and out pattern to Cartel Brown down there in that left flat. Just could not connect.
Yeah, let him just a little bit too much. And then stops the clock with 30 seconds left. Cubs and Panthers tied 7-7 here in the first quarter. Place blown dead, and we get movement down there. And illegal procedure against the Cubs, that'll mark them back 5 yards. The Cubs had to blow a timeout. There was only 2 seconds left on the clock, and the Cubs had to burn a timeout here. Some confusion on the play call here. Well, since this is close to the end of the quarter, we'll just keep it right here. But Cubs and Panthers tied 7-7, and looked like we were going to have a start. It looked like we were going to have a shootout here, Tommy, and then
things kind of settled down here.
Both teams have settled down here, and now it's turning more of a regular football game.
There we go. Liberty Hill is showing us they can play defense also.
Yeah. So here we go. One final play here in the first quarter. Sugard in motion. Back pass. Pump fake, and he's going to put it in the air. And pass is going to be caught.
Caught.
And that is number 12, Zaven Powell.
Yeah.
With his first catch, and that is the end of the first quarter, and we are tied 7-7. Back with quarter number two after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Wada Wings from Whataburger are tossed in honey butter, honey barbecue, sweet and spicy buffalo, and now for a limited time, try our new Nashville hot sauce. Now, we know some people are going to say these premium chicken tender bites are not real wings. And to that we say, so what? It's okay to be deliciously incorrect. Butterflies aren't made of butter, French fries are not from France, and your daddy's famous pork butt? Not actually butt. Boneless Wada Wings from Whataburger. Get them Nashville hot for a limited time, no matter what you call them.
Wada Wings.
Wada Wings.
Whataburger, Wada Wings.
Every day, we touch corners of our community lives, and for over 97 years, we've helped turn life's goals into accomplishments. From your first car to a new life after retirement, Citizen State Bank is there. From businesses to farms to families, it's a community we're a part of that makes us who we are, much more than a place just to keep your money. For all your banking needs, the friendly staff at Citizen State Bank will give you the personal attention that you deserve. Stay local, go far with us at CSB. Citizen State Bank, local people making local decisions. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, as we come back here, we are getting ready to start the second quarter. Brenham Cubs and the Liberty Hill Panthers 7-7 here in this area round matchup. And got a few quick scores to pass along right now. Belleville and Silsby, they are just getting underway, so no score yet there. Navasota's taking an early 7-0 lead on Lindale. And Somerville up to a 19-0 lead now over on Ben Bolt. And so things looking good for the local teams there. And up at the state tournament, or state championship game in Garland, Belleville Bramanettes leading early in that one as well over Decatur in the state championship game there. So it will keep you up to date throughout the night as those games progress. They actually, on that volleyball game, got off to a late start. I guess all the other games running long today. And so they're about an hour and a half behind. As the Cubs getting ready to come back out onto the field here. And now they'll flip it in here in the second quarter. Cubs will be going left to right, and Liberty Hill will be going right to left.
Congratulations to Belleville. They've got a good volleyball coach over there.
Yeah, she's been there
a number of years.
Over 40 years. I know. I don't know the exact number, but I know it's over 40 years.
You know, are you familiar with this? She was in Brenham.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, a long time ago. Just for a very short period of time.
Okay.
Like maybe 1 year.
Yeah, and she's been Belleville, and she's called that home now. And I think it's like, I know it's over 1,000. I think maybe even 1,100 wins later. Yeah, and she's still going strong.
She's done an excellent job down there.
Up in Lindale just tied at 7-7 on Navasota. So
that didn't take long.
No. And so here we go to start the second quarter. Doug Brandon, Tally Langley with you from the field in Pflugerville. Jordan Harvey with Zyred Upshaw in the backfield. Powell on one side, Guidry and Brown to the other. Back to pass goes Harvey.
Big pass rush.
Puts it up in the air. And it's going to be caught.
Cartel.
Touchdown, Cartel Brown. What a play there. 23 yards for the end zone.
Okay, it was just a little simple post pattern there across the middle. Cartel coming from the right side. They had two steps on the defender, and Jordan got it to him.
And now Senega for the extra point.
Good.
And it's good. Oh, we do have a flag down. Let's wait and see what this is. Yeah, sometimes when the flag is down, all sides on the defense, so let's see if we go for two here. And they are going to go for two here. Line up Zyron Upshaw on the wildcat of offense. And he's going to keep it himself. And he's in there for the conversion. And with that two-point conversion, the Cubs have taken a 15-7 lead with 11:52 left to play here in the second quarter. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the Brenham Cub football team on a successful season. Seidel Schrader has been providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and auditing services to the Brazos Valley area since 1967. Their financial leadership continues as they have once again been named a top firm in the Southwest region by Accounting Today. The firm strives to serve and elevate its communities, clients, and team. Please join Seidel Schrader in supporting the Brenham Cub football team during their playoffs.
And there's a kickoff going to be fielded by the Panthers. And they get it up to the 20-yard line. That's as far as they're going to get. Cubs, good coverage on the special teams.
That was DJ Seaborn for the Panthers.
Panther football is 20-yard line.
Cubs with a 15-7 lead. We're in the second quarter. And handoff. That is to number 5, Bryce Mucco. He gets to 23-yard line. 3-yard pickup, bring him 2nd and 7.
Mason Sieber on the stop for the Cubs.
And draw play. Nothing doing there as Kyle May was the ball carrier that time.
Caleb Espinosa and Ledrick Walker are on the stop for the Cubs.
And that is going to bring up 3rd down and 5. Cub defense dialed in now. And back to pass. Quarterback running for his life. And he just gets away down the field. Incomplete.
And tell you what, Doug, it was a huge pass rush there, led by Caleb Espinosa, putting pressure on Pittsburgh.
And so that'll make it now 4th down and 5. And now they're back to punt.
Jay Brown Moore deep for the Cubs.
And punt got away by Caden Cockburn. And they're going to let it roll down to the 40-yard line. So the Cubs are going to have good position to start this drive. And just got word, Navasota's gone back up 14-7. Meanwhile, Belleville's jumped out to a 3-0 lead. So we'll keep you up to date as far as those scores going. At 10:21 left to go until halftime. Coming up at the half, we will have we'll hear from the Brenham Cub marching band, and also we're going to have the Natural Skies halftime nap time giveaway, and we'll also find out who's this week's HEB Scholar of the Week. We'll also have first half stats as well. Give the siren up, Shaw. And he's stopped in the backfield for a loss. Loss of about 2. We'll bring up 2nd down and 12.
Lister, Vallejo, and Garrett Lingham on the stop for the Panthers.
And Back to pass, and it's complete. Chris Guidry across the 50 to the 45, and he'll pick up the first down for the Cubs.
Ion Jones on the stop there for the Panthers. I like the play call, Doug. It was a little down and out pattern to Chris Guidry in that right flat. Got the ball to him, let Chris do it with his feet.
Absolutely. That's the first and 10 for Brenham. We have 9:23 left to go. Back to pass, pump fake. Harvey better get rid of it. And pass, incomplete. He was looking for Guidry, and he had Guidry open, too.
I tell you what, he had Chris Guidry had 2 feet. At least two steps on the defender.
And there's got where Lindell's tied it up on Navasota. It's down 14-14 over there. And Silsby taking a 7-3 lead over Belleville.
They have a shootout there also.
Yeah. Sugar in motion. Back to pass goes Harvey. And pass incomplete. He was looking for Guidry again and overthrew him. Third and 10 for the Cubs. We've got 9:02 left to play here in the first half. Cubs lead at 15-7. Passes complete to Upshaw out of the backfield. And he was able to get a couple out of that. That'll bring up fourth down and 8.
With that, Garrett Lingren's all over the field. He was the first to come up and hit Zyron Upshaw.
And so now Zelenko will come on to punt. And they'll try to pin the Panthers back. Punt is going to be down
at
the 8-yard line. Good job there by the Cubs special team as they were able to get down there in a hurry.
I'll tell you what, Liberty Hill had no one deep, Doug.
Yeah.
And Zelenka did just an excellent job just stopping the ball dead for the defender, for our Cub defender to come down and down the ball on the 8-yard line.
And so clock stops with 8:09. Panthers take over, trailing 15-7. And handoff once again goes to Muko. And he's up to the 12-yard line. 4-yard pickup, bring up second down at 6.
Christian Prosper coming up from the bottom of that stack for the Cubs.
Yeah, this time it's the quarterback, and Jack Pitchford keeping it himself, and he gets it to the 15-yard line.
Darius Brown and Joe Rodriguez on the stop for the Cubs.
And this will bring up third down and 3. Give us to Muchow, and looks like he will pick up the first down to the 20-yard line.
Mason Sieber and Ledrick Walker in on the stop for the Cubs.
Mason Sieber, number 29, on the stop.
So first and 10 from the 20-yard line. And give us to Muchow. Actually, no, that one at that time is going to go to Kyle May. And it's a four-yard pickup, bringing up second down and six.
Owen Robinson on the stop there for the Cubs.
And back the other way. That's an open
22.
And that is Belinga on the carry. And he gets it all the way up to the 47-yard line, and that'll be a big first down there for the Panthers.
Finally run out of bounds by J.B.N. Moore for the Cubs.
As we're down to 6:10 left to play in the second quarter, Cubs with a 15-7 lead. And give this to Muchow again. And he's into Cub territory to the 48-yard line.
Mason Sieber and Riker Stewart on the stop for the Cubs.
5-yard pickup, bring up second down and five. And off to Muchow again. And this time he's met at the line. He got to the 45. He's still going to be a couple of yards short of the first down. Be third and two.
Darius Brown and Cole Whitfield on the stop.
Cubs lead here 15-7. Got 5:15 left to play here in the second quarter.
That's Pittsburgh, wasn't it?
Yeah, Pittsburgh takes the handoff, keeps it himself, and he'll get to the 41-yard line and pick up the first down for the Panthers.
Doyle Brown and Tylon Powell on the stop for the Cubs.
It's a first and 10 for Liberty Hill. And a whistle before the snap. And Coach Danny Youngs wants a timeout. And so we'll take it with him and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
From kickoff to fourth quarter, Christy Schlotman, your local Farmers Insurance agent, is here to make sure you're protected, both on and off the field. Just like a strong defense, Christy's got your back when it comes to insurance. So when life throws unexpected challenges your way, Farmers Insurance will tackle them with confidence. Christy Schlotman, your local agent with Farmers Insurance, invites you to stop by 201 North Park Street in downtown Brenham and come out and cheer on the Brenham Cubs this season.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
I think it's going to be second and one.
Run out of bounds by J.B.N. Moore for the Cubs.
That'll stop the clock with 2:25 left to play. Cubs with a 15-7 lead. And name of the carry is going to get wrapped up.
Was nine again.
Yep. They have 1 yard pickup.
A whole host of Cubs led by Darius Brown.
Third down and one. And Let's see if we pick up who. They did pick up the first down. Didn't see who had the ball then. But down to the 4-yard line, it'll be first and goal for Liberty Hill.
Darius Brown again on the stop for the Cubs.
Fast as this quarterback is with his hands, he can give some magicians some pointers out there. And it looks like we're going to have a timeout called. And that is going to be taken by Liberty Hill with a minute 19 left to play here in the first half. And we're just going to keep it right here since we're this close to the end. Yeah, well, and also just in case they were to score here. Coming again tonight from the P field, or from the field of Fluger. It's actually, it's a P and then the word field, but the P is silent, similar to the name Pflugerville, which is how they named the facility here. This is the field used by the Pflugerville ISD stadiums. Or the teams, it's the stadium used by the Pflugerville ISD teams is what I meant to say.
Beautiful stadium, beautiful facility.
Got 1 minute and 19 seconds left to go here in the first half. As we said, coming up at halftime, we'll find out who is our, we're going to have our Mattress Guys halftime nap time giveaway, as well as our, find out who our HEB Scholar of the Week is. We'll have stats and also, performance from the Brenham Cup Marching Band. Ben Bolt just scored, so now Somerville is still on top. They're up 19-16. And Decatur took the first set over Belleville 25-22. And so we return to action here. Of the ball carrier. He's going to be stopped short of the goal line. He's at the one. As we're less than a minute left to play.
That's Darius Brown again coming up from the bottom of that stack.
And yeah, that time and into the end zone for the touchdown. That was Kyle May. And so that's a touchdown now. Oh, no, they're going to say it was Munchaw. Okay. One-yard TD run there. And now let's see. Looks like they're going to kick it instead of going for two to tie it. And the kick is up. And it's good. And so, with 45 seconds left to go until halftime, Cubs are clinging to a one-point lead, 15-14. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Cruzy Village staff and residents would like to wish the Brenham Cubs the best of luck during the football playoffs. Cruzy Village's charming independent living cottages set amongst shady tree-lined streets are unmatched. The award-winning facility is Brenham's only full-service continuum care retirement community, offering independent living, assisted living, memory care, rehabilitation, and long-term skilled nursing. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit CruzyVillage.com. That's CruzyVillage.com. Cruzy Village, a community for the next chapter of your life story. Brenham Ironworks proudly supports the Brenham Cubs. As you make plans to improve your property, Brenham Ironworks is the place to go. Not only will they help you design, fabricate, and erect your metal building or barn dominium, they can run all of your panels, trim, and gutters in-house for a quick turnaround. And they'll design and fabricate your custom gate and entrance, complete with installation, sales, and service on your automatic operating system. Visit BrenhamIronworks.com or come by 4455 Highway 290 West. Brenham Ironworks, enhancing your homestead, Texas style.
And so Panthers get set to kick off. That is going to be taken at the 5-yard line for the Cubs. Jabrion Moore on the return. And for Liberty Hill, they scored there. That was an, we just got the stat on there from our good friend Michael Groves. 18 play, 92-yard drive for the Panthers there.
Yeah. Caden Campbell on the on that stop for Liberty Hill.
Yeah, so Cubs come back out here. Let's see what they do here with 41 seconds to work with. The Cubs do still have one timeout. And back to pass goes Harvey, and nothing to, he's going to be sacked.
That was led by Ethan McMillan, putting big pressure on Jordan Harvey and making the stop.
Give his desire an Upshaw. Upshaw's got some room, 25, 30, 35, and he'll run out of bounds after a big gain there. And got 8 seconds left to work with.
Run out of bounds by Kendrick Hicks for Liberty Hill.
And be first down for the Cubs at the 38-yard line. Back to pass. He's going to put it up in the air. And Guidry came down with it. Chris Guidry to the 29-yard line. And
nice chip drill there.
But they didn't get a timeout called in time. And so that will be the end of the half. Cubs lead it 15-14. As we go into the locker room, and we'll be back with a halftime report after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Wayne, Clarence, and the staff at Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs football team this playoff season. They're proud of the hard work and dedication the Cubs put in to make this season successful, and they're thrilled to cheer them on to victory. Good luck, Cubs! Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, they make it personal.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas. Festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves on their quality service. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done. Go, Cubs!
Wingstop in Brenham is the ultimate destination to cure your chicken cravings. Now carrying their brand new chicken sandwich in not one, not two, but 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors of the new perfectly cooked crispy chicken sandwich, topped with pickles and laid on a butter bun. Make your sandwich a combo deal with fries, a drink, and a dip for only $8.49. Place your order for the new chicken sandwich online at wingstop.com or visit them at 2642 Highway 36 South. South in Brenham. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Is your auto looking more than a little dull? And no scratches on the side. Yikes!
head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to return your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranty. They're committed to quality.
All right, as we come back here, Liberty Hill getting set to their marching band take the field. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you here. And we got a nail biter here, TL, 15-14 here at the half.
I tell you what, it's kind of like what we had talked about, what we expected. You know, it may come down to who gets the ball last.
Absolutely. I know one of the things Coach said in his interview this week, he said, don't care if it's 3-2 or 60-59, as long as we're on, as long as we got at least one more point than they do.
That's all that matters.
And let's take a look at the halftime statistics here, courtesy of our good friend Michael Groves. And we got Jordan Harvey passing. He's 10 out of 18 for 200 yards and two touchdowns. And rushing the ball, Zyron Upshaw, the leading ball carrier, 8 carries for 59 yards. And so far, Jacoby Dixon, and we don't want to speculate too much, but we're guessing that the injury must have flared up because he's only had just the one carry for 3 yards in the first half. Cartel Brown, 1 carry for 9 yards. And then receiving the football for the Cubs, you got Cartel Brown. He's got 3 catches for 99 yards and 2 touchdowns. Chris Guidry, 3 catches for 62 yards. Jacoby Dixon with 2 catches for 15 yards. You got Zabron Powell, 1 catch, 21 yards. And Tristan Shugart, 1 catch for 3 yards as well. And meanwhile, for the... For the Panthers, they've only attempted 2 passes. Meanwhile, they've kept everything on the ground. Leading ball carrier is the quarterback, Zach Pitchford. He's got two carries for 73 yards. Then you got Kyle May. He's got 12 carries for 41 yards and a touchdown. Pierre Belinga, 5 carries, 32 yards and a touchdown. Bryce Muchow with 4 carries for 13 yards. DJ Seaburn with 2 carries for 13 yards. As a whole, they've got 25 carries for 172 yards as a team. And that is where they stand on the stats right now. And then, new feature on explosive plays. And right now, Brenham leading in that department. Four of these are plays where you have a run of more than 15 yards or a pass of more than 20 yards. Brenham's got 4 for 149 yards, and Liberty Hill 2 for 88 yards. And that's kind of where we stand statistically-wise here at the half. And for the Cubs, we'll see what happens in the second half as far as Jacoby goes, as to if he's able to come back or not, or if we're having to go with Zyron Upshaw the rest of the way. And we certainly wish Jacoby the absolutely very best, and we know the Cub training staff is going to keep a close eye on him.
Yeah, you know, we really didn't lose a whole lot with Zyron Upshaw back there, but Zyron is not quite what Jacoby is. And, you know, unfortunately, and you and I talked about that on the road trip up, that, you know, ankle injuries sometimes can be a little annoying.
Yeah.
And it's not that it's just you got that just lingering little pain there that and it just – you just don't have that mobility that you when you have that you normally do when you have a solid ankle.
Yeah, and
been there and done that.
No, yeah.
I know.
Yeah, me too. And scoring wise, Cubs got off to a good start with Jordan Harvey finding Cartel Brown on a 74-yard touchdown pass, and then Belinga would come back on a 2-yard touchdown run there, and then. It was Harvey then finding Cartel Brown again on a 23-yard touchdown pass, and Upshaw ran in the two-point conversion. And then May scoring for Liberty Hill, a one-yard run. And that's kind of where we stand right now, 15-14. And here at the half now. Coming up, we're going to be hearing from the Brenham Cup Marching Band as right now Liberty Hill taking the field here. They had their cheerleaders on, or cheerleaders and drill team on performing earlier, and now the team itself. In the meantime, let's see here. Where is... here we go. This is what I was looking for. And it's time now for the Mattress Guys Halftime Nap Time Giveaway. Be the third caller to the KWHI studio at 979-836-9937, and you'll win a Z-Gel Convolution Pillow from the Mattress Guys. Just call in to 979-836-9937 and be the third caller. The Z-Gel Convolution Pillow is infused with gel to create a cooler sleeping atmosphere with different levels of customizable support for all sleeping positions. And you can get yours at the Mattress Guys. Owner and native Brenhamite Anthony Jasinski invites you to stop in his store at 2668 Highway 36 South in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. Stop in and check out their Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattress sets and a wide selection of pillows and sheets. Please, only one pillow winner per household during the Cup football season. And back with more after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
Excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy. Handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
How does a no-stress Thanksgiving meal sound? H-E-B in Brenham is here to make your Thanksgiving a breeze with their Meal Simple Feasts. Choose from honey-cured spiral ham and smoked or oven-roasted turkey breast to be enjoyed with their traditional sides, from creamy mashed potatoes to green bean casserole. And all you have to do is heat, serve, and enjoy with Brenham H-E-B's Meal Simple Feast. Place your Thanksgiving orders by November 23rd. Order online today at heb.com.
Get ready for some fall-tastic fun with the Bluebell Aquatic Center. You can expect all kinds of fun, such as Cards Club on the first Wednesday of every month. Sign up for an aqua cardio or a waterworks class to help stay fit this fall. And get ready for Thanksgiving with some inflatable fun starting November 25th through the 27th. Admission is required. Please note that they will be closed on November 11th for Veterans Day. For more info, visit thecityofbrenham.org or stop by 1800 East Tom Green in Brenham.
WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham, invites you to stop by and check out the New Holland track loaders, wheel loaders, backhoes, and mini excavators ready to tackle those tough jobs. WC Tractor is located on Highway 290 East. They're ready to take on all your New Holland equipment needs, and their trained staff is ready to help you with your parts and service needs as well. WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham. Check it all out on the web at WCTractor.com.
Any way you want it. The way you need it.
All right, as we come back here, congratulations to Gene Drain on winning the Z-Gel Convolution Pillow from the Mattress Guys. And, Gene, we hope you enjoy that. In the meantime, it's time now for our HEB Student Scholar of the Week. And our HEB Student Scholar of the Week is Jalayla Hancock. Congratulations to Jalayla. She's receiving this award based on academic excellence. And she'll get a gift certificate courtesy of our good friends over at HEB. And let me page through here and give you a little more info on Ms. Hancock. And Jalayla, it says her favorite subject is history. Favorite teacher, Mrs. Prohoda. Favorite sport or extracurricular activity is basketball. College, university plans, she's planning on attending the police academy. And then also advice to other students about preparing for the future. Focus only on what truly interests you and give it your absolute best. And congratulations, Jalayla Hancock, our HEB Scholar Athlete of the Week. And looks like the Brenham Cub Marching Band about to make their way onto the field. And we'll be back with their halftime show. But first, let's hear your 60 seconds from our sponsors.
How does a no-stress Thanksgiving meal sound? HEB and Brenham is here to make your Thanksgiving a breeze with their Meal Simple Feasts. Choose from honey-cured spiral ham and smoked or oven-roasted turkey breast to be enjoyed with their traditional sides, from creamy mashed potatoes to green bean casserole. And all you have to do is heat, serve, and enjoy with Brenham HEB's Meal Simple Feast. Place your Thanksgiving orders by November 23rd. Order online today at heb.com.
Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own mattress guy. Football season is here, and there's no better way to gear up for those late-night games than with a new mattress from Mattress Guys. Whether you're tailgating in the living room or just need a winning night's sleep, we've got the perfect lineup of mattresses for you. From Sealy to Tempur-Pedic, score big with unbeatable prices. Don't fumble on this, and remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
All right, as we come back here, a couple things to update you on. Decatur won the second set as well, so they now lead the Belleville Bramanettes 2-0. And we'll keep you up to date as Somerville leading at halftime there, 19-6. And meanwhile, the Brenham High School Marching Band down on the field, ready for their halftime show. And let's pick it up.
Thank you. under the field direction of drumming team, Hunter Hagerin, Trey Gate, Thomas Lesh, and Jose Contrabando, and the Brenham High School Front Band and Railway Band.
The Brenham Cup Marching Band, and we'll be back with more of the halftime show until we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
If you're someone wanting to get ahead this winter, Blinn College makes it easy. Enroll for the Winter Mini-Mester starting December 16th and finish an online course in just a few weeks with full transferable credit. Or start the new year strong with spring classes beginning January 13th. With affordable tuition and flexible online or in-person options, Blinn is your pathway to success. Don't wait. Visit blinn.edu and register today for the Winter Mini-Mester and spring classes.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
K-Tex Country, first-time home buyers have been loving the new programs that have been rolled out specifically for them. A first-time home buyer is any person who has not owned or had an interest in a home within the past 3 years. There are a lot of great programs out there, such as down payment assistance, which helps to fund a home without having all the funds up front. In short, there are a lot of options out there. If you're looking for your first property, remember, any property you see, call EB, 979-830-3914.
Leroy Schrader Contractor Incorporated is your local supplier of natural building and landscape stone. Accent your landscape with patio flagstone, moss and waterfall rock, bed border stone, and boulders. Plus, they offer bulk garden and flower bed mix, topsoil, mulch, and compost. They also carry building stones for homes, fireplaces, and swimming pools, road material for driveways, septic rock, and bag cement. Leroy Schrader Contractor, 8051 Highway 36 North. Open weekdays 7:30 till 5. Call 836-6521 or 1-800-392-9600. 784 today.
All right, as we come back here, we are at the half. In our halftime score, the Brenham Cubs lead the Liberty Hill Panthers in this area round matchup 15-14. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you from the field in Pflugerville. And we just received word that, unfortunately, Jacoby Dixon will not be returning to the game. So the Cubs will have to try to go through the rest of the lineup and win this one without their star player.
Not what we wanted to hear, but Zyron's a good fill-in, but he's not Jacoby. So.
Yeah, but we wish Jacoby a speedy
recovery.
Yeah,
we wish him well. We wish him well.
But more than anything, they're looking out for his health, and that's the important thing right now. As the Panthers have come back out on the field, we've got a good crowd on both sides here. Fill up the stands. I was reading this stadium seats 10,000 people, and so it's a good-sized facility. Yeah, we just... Yeah, we just got word Navasota and Lindale, they're tied up 21 apiece. So they're having themselves a shootout there as well. And it's Silsby leading Belleville 14-10. And don't forgive us, we had they had food in the press box tonight, so we had chicken wings and sausage here this evening, so got to take advantage of that while we can. It's good.
Should I say it? Maybe we ought to try seeing if we could get that in Brenham.
Yeah. That would be nice.
Actually, it is very nice here.
Yeah, we appreciate the hospitality here.
We're very grateful. Because after stuck in traffic for, 2.5 hours?
Just about, yeah.
Yeah. So.
And so the Cubs have come back out on the field, and we're just about ready to go to the second half. And we're going to take one more break and be back with the second half kickoff after we hear these words from 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
For over 20 years, the Stars of Joy event at Brenham National Bank has become one of our favorite traditions. Stars of Joy is making Christmas wishes come true for children in foster care or children supervised by Child Protective Services. Come by our lobby and select a star from the Christmas tree and make a child's wish come true. Cash donations will also be accepted. Gifts must be at Brenham National Bank by Thursday, December 5th. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
At Bush's Chicken, there is one goal each day. Be the best. Right now, try their new Bush Baby Chicken Sandwich. Chicken tenders and pickles served with a special sauce on a King Hawaiian bun. Bush's offers a variety of menu items for Southern fried chicken lovers. Come try their unique marinated chicken with a friendly in-store atmosphere where you'll feel comfortable bringing your whole family at mealtime. Stop at Bush's Chicken at Brenham on Highway 36 South, right in front of Walmart. Call in your orders at 978-736-1804.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn College football teams. And thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Conjura Tile says go, play, win.
And the band's here as the Cubs come back out on the field to start the second half. And for the Cubs, they will be kicking off to start the second half after Liberty Hill won the toss and deferred.
It's going to be a real key series of downs for the Cubs, Doug.
Yeah, it'd be nice if they could get a stop here right off the bat and kind of set the tone for the second half. And our second half kickoff is brought to you by Hyundai of Brenham. Hyundai of Brenham is proud to be one of KWHI's sponsors. If you haven't already, stop by and check out their brand new showroom and service center. Haven't considered a Hyundai before? Here's two big reasons why you should. Hyundai has earned more safety awards than any other brand, and they've got America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain coverage. And this year, they're partnering with Brenham ISD to reward students for perfect attendance by giving away a vehicle. They know the value of hard work and want to celebrate the students who put in the effort. Go Cubs!
Sebastian Evans.
Sebastian Evans and Ion Jones will be deep. Oh, and here's one more.
For the Panthers.
And Brady Gage.
And Lucenega to kick off for the Cubs. Here to start the second half of play. Cubs leading at 15-14. And who knows, the way this thing is going, that going for that two instead of kicking the extra point might very well come down to the difference.
I tell you what, it was a gutsy move by Coach Youngs, and I love the call. You know, why not early in the ball game? You get the ball on the 1.5-yard line. Hey, take your chances, and it played in our favor.
That's enough. I think they're kind of waiting for the haze to clear off from the smog machine from Liberty Hill for their entrance.
You think he might surprise us with an onside kick?
Wouldn't put it past him. He's done it before.
He has done it before.
And Sonega. And he's going to kick this one away. And fielded at the 8-yard line. And Liberty Hill on the return. And still going. That is number 24,
CJ Seaborn.
And he takes it all the way into Brenham territory, down inside the 35-yard line. Not the way we wanted to start the second half. That's going to give them excellent. They're going to put it at the 30-yard line. So. Excellent field position to start for the Panthers. And inside handoff. That was Luchow and then carry.
Caleb Espinosa, Darius Brown. And Jaden Shipley in on the stop.
3-yard pickup, bringing up second down and 7.
Hey, good to see Jaden back out there.
And now?
That's 34, Doug.
34, okay, that is Preston Benefield.
Joe Rodriguez in on the stop for the Cubs.
And it's going to bring up a 3rd down and 3. And it's going to be the quarterback keeping it himself. And he breaks free, fumble on the play. And it's going to go out of bounds, and they're going to keep it. Fumbled forward and actually got it down to the 10-yard line. And so it's going to be first and goal for the Panthers.
First down for the Panthers. First and goal.
And handoff up the middle. Cubs were waiting that time. And Muchow the back, he was stuffed at the goal line there.
Hey, good job there by those up front guys. Led by 91, Shane Escamilla.
And handoff, that is
to 22.
That is to Belinga. And he's down to the 3-yard line.
I'll tell you what, big saving tackle there by Mason Sieber for the Cubs.
And we got a penalty against.
That's a biggie.
Against the Panthers, so that'll push them back.
Or was it just 5?
Yeah, I think that was 10, so that's a whole, probably in the neighborhood of holding. Gets it back to the 20-yard line. Yeah, we get whistles before the snap. Well, it's in, the ball's not ready to be snapped, or the snap the ball before the referees were ready. Yeah, so now we're winding the clock, 9:20 left to play here in the third quarter. Open a drive in the second half for the Liberty Hill Panthers. And a whistle again, third straight play. And a 5-yard and offsides against the Panthers. And that puts Liberty Hill back another 5 yards. And that'll make it second and goal from the 25-yard line. Around the end, and they're going to get stopped.
Mason Sieber again in, making a big stop there for the Cubs.
That was Preston Benefield on the carry. And another big loss.
Mason Sieber having a big game this evening.
Well, they're going to be back to the 25, so they give him to the line of scrimmage. Third down and 25.
And I would guess this is going to be 4-down territory, huh?
I would think so. Back to pass. They're going to put it in the air. And it's caught. But he's going to be short of the end zone. Pass was
27.
Complete. That is Caden Campbell on the reception. And so fourth and goal at the 3. Boy, the Cubs get a stop here. This would be huge. They're going. Now we're going to get. And we're going to get a timeout on the field. And let's keep it right here. Well, Tommy, we were told Jacoby was through for the day, but I see him with a helmet on down there. And looks like he's loosening up. He might be getting ready to come back in.
He is doing some stretching.
Yeah. fourth and goal from the 3-yard line.
Are they going for the field goal?
Yeah, it looks like they're going to kick the field goal. They've got their place kicker out there. That is Carson Bye. This will be a 20-yard attempt. There's a snap. Kick is up. And it's good. And so Bye hits the field goal. And that will make it 17-15 as Liberty Hill takes the lead over the Cubs. And back with the opening, with the next kickoff after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
DDM Pipe and Steel is a complete warehouse for just about everything metal. Pipe, angle iron, flat plate, metal building components, roll-up doors, and a selection of long-lasting metal roofing systems. Their knowledgeable staff can answer your questions and help get your project off the ground. DDM was built on the philosophy that low prices, high-quality fabrication, and great customer service are the keys to long-term relationships with their customers. DDM Pipe and Steel, with locations in Brenham and Bastrop, and online at ddmbuildings.com.
Fall is here. That means colder temperatures are on the way. Is your heating unit ready to go? Modern Air Solutions, your locally owned heating and cooling technicians, specializes in the sales and installation of energy-efficient heating and cooling systems. But they also can service any problems with an existing unit. Call Modern Air Solutions today for a heating system checkup at 979-451-5004. That number is 979-451-5004. Modern Air Solutions, honest work with a fair price. Financing available. License number TACLA7416-6E.
All right, as we come back here, we are in the third quarter and 7:41 left to go, and the Brenham Cubs trailing now 17-15. And the way that kind of started there, Tommy, with them getting such good field position at the 30-yard line, but the penalties kind of cost Liberty Hill on that.
No doubt about it. There was two really, really key penalties. But then they come back and make the big passing play and get down to the 3-yard line to put themselves in field position to get that field goal.
And so now Liberty Hill in front. And they will kick off to the Cubs.
Okay, deep for the Cubs, Cartel Brown, Ledrick Walker, Jabrion Moore.
And they're onside kicking it.
And it's Cubs got by the ball Jabrion. Back.
And Jabrion Moore on the return. I guess I lost track of that. It wasn't an onside kick. It was just
it's kind of a pooch kick. That it was in between Jabrion Moore and the up back for the Cubs, and it just hit the ground and was.
Yeah, just kept rolling. Ball at the 25-yard line, first and 10.
Okay, big series here for the Cubs.
And as of right now, Upshaw is still in there at running back. And give it to Upshaw. And no gain there.
Tell you what, Garrett Lindgren on the stop there for Liberty Hill, having a big game for the Panthers.
And Somerville, they are up 26-6 now in their game. And now the Soto leading 28-21. Frank in motion. Back to pass. Goes Jordan Harvey. Incomplete. He was looking for Cartel Brown. And we're going to get a holding call against the Cubs. So that'll push Brenham back an additional 10 yards.
Correct.
Well, they've declined it and elected to just go for the third. And so it'll be third down and 10.
Putting a lot of faith in their defense.
Yeah.
Cubs need to convert here.
At the pass goes Harvey. He's looking for Upshaw and knocked away.
It's Garrett Lingen on the coverage there for Liberty Hill.
And so fourth down, the Cubs will have to punt. The punt's blocked. And out of bounds. And Liberty Hill right now with all the momentum. So the ball will be spotted at the Cub 23-yard line. And it'll be first and 10 for the Panthers. We've just got word Belleville won set number 3, 26-24. So Belleville's still alive in that one. Decatur now leads it 2-1 in that state championship game in the 4A race. Ball start against the Panthers. That'll back him up 5 yards. Now that goes back to the 28-yard line. Is around the end. That was to number 22, Dylan Belinga. Didn't get a whole lot on that one.
Tell you what, Ethan Oschenbeck on a big stop there for the Cubs. He took that running back head on, Doug.
Yeah, he certainly did. Ball at the 24-yard line. Luttrell with the carry. And he's going to be stopped. After a 5-yard gain, it'll be third down and 6.
Joe Rodriguez and Christian Prosper on the stop.
And they rush up to the line. And give is to number 34 again. That's Benefield, and he picks up the first down to the 14-yard line.
I'll finally run out of bounds by Ledrick Walker for the Cubs.
Fourth and one. And over at Klein tonight, Stillsby has taken a 20-10 lead over Belleville. Do we have a fumble on the play? And yeah, it's going to be recovered though by Panthers. And we're going to get a timeout.
Official timeout
for measurement here. And they did get the first down. And that is Bellingo, the carry to the 10-yard line.
Ledrick Walker again on the stop for the Cubs.
And once again, Liberty Hill, their offense just marching it right down the field. When they say that slot T offense is hard to stop, they ain't kidding.
And it's nothing real fancy.
No. The quarterback keeping it. Oh, no, that's
24.
That is Seaborn, and he's around the end and in for the touchdown. And hold on a second. Flag on the play. And it's coming back. To the 15-yard line. And I'll bring up second and eight. Seaborn again.
Ryan Stewart with the 13 at the tackle.
Caleb Espinosa, Christian Prosper on the stop.
Down to 3:52 left to play. Cubs trailing 17-15. And this time Liberty Hill using the Cubs strategy against them of dominating time of possession here in the third quarter.
22.
And that is Bellinga on the carry. Down to the 6-yard line.
Christian Prosper. Tylon Powell in on the stop for the Cubs.
Fourth and three. They're going to go for it. They're going to kick another field goal. It looks like they're sending the field goal team on. Kick is up. And it's good. 23-yard field goal for Bye. And so with 2:39 left to play in the third quarter, Panthers leading the Cubs 20-15. Back with the kickoff after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere. But does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the Brenham Cub football team on a successful season. Seidel Schrader has been providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and auditing services to the Brazos Valley area since 1967. Their financial leadership continues as they have once again been named a top firm in the Southwest region by Accounting Today. The firm strives to serve and elevate its communities, clients, and team. Please join Seidel Schrader in supporting the Brenham Cub football team during their playoffs.
Thank you.
flag.
Yeah, we got a flag down on the
floor. There it is.
As we come back on the kickoff. And interference on the return there. It's called against Liberty Hill.
That should be real big.
Mm-hmm. I was going to put the ball at the 43-yard line. And so the Cubs will get good field position to start. Let's see, Somerville last update. We got 26-12. They got the lead there. And pass out to Jacoby. Or no, that's to Chris Guidry. And Guidry going to get dropped for a loss back to the 47-yard line. So minus five on the play. And Silsby now taking a 27-10 lead over Belleville.
Jacoby was back in the game, Doug.
Oh, he was? Okay.
Yes.
Oh, we have an injured player down on the Panthers. It's a timeout, so the trainers can tend to the injured player. And that is number 52, Caleb Nicholas, one of the linemen. Panthers with a 20-15 lead. Cubs now trying to strike back here. We got 2:19 left to play in the third quarter.
Jacoby is in the backfield.
And there it is to Jacoby Dixon. Fumble out of bounds, though.
No, it was Cartel.
Oh, it was Cartel Brown,
yes.
There.
Actually, the defender ripped the ball out of Cartel's hands.
Three-yard pickup. It'll bring up third down and 11 for the Cubs. Dixon in the backfield with Jordan Harvey. And Harvey back to pass. Rolling to his right. Puts it in the air. And incomplete. Looking for Guidry, and they got a flag down. And it is pass interference against Liberty Hill. That's a big penalty there.
That's huge.
It was now instead of a fourth and long, you got an automatic first down here.
This could go down to Doug. Who made the most mistakes penalty-wise? And right now, Liberty Hill has had some key mistakes.
Ball at the 29-yard line. And give this to Jacoby Dixon. And he's going to be hitting the backfield for a big loss back to the 34-yard line.
I tell you what, led by Garrett Lingham, Spencer Ballou, and Caden Cockburn.
And we're taking down to a minute 30 left to play here in the third quarter. It is 20-15, Liberty Hill leading the Cubs. Cubs trying to drive down here. Play action. Pass is complete. And that's to Chris Guidry. And Guidry down to the 21-yard line.
Spence Ballou, Kendrick Hicks on the stop.
Bring up third down and two.
Ooh, nice game.
As we're down to 55 seconds. Yeah, Jacoby Dixon out of the wild cub. And he jumps forward, and he's going to be short. He's to the 20-yard line.
Need to get to the 19.
Fourth and one.
We'll see the spot.
And now Dixon limping off back to the sideline as Zyron Upshaw come back in. And they're going to, coach, going to let this one tick down, and we'll pick it up in the fourth quarter. As we go to the fourth quarter, Liberty Hill leading 20-15 over the Brenham Cubs. Back with quarter number four after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Insurance can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dahman & Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dahman & Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, call Dahman & Associates at 979-836-4241 or stop by their office at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Looking for real estate? Hody Real Estate, active in all aspects of real estate sales since 1978. They're a family-owned and operated business in the heart of downtown Brenham. They have everything. Residential, country homes, farms and ranches, residential lots, unimproved acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings and take virtual tours. Call 836-8532 and let them put you in the home of your dreams or the perfect place for your business. Hody Real Estate congratulates the Cubs on a winning season.
All right, here we go. Fourth quarter. Brenham Cubs and the Liberty Hill Panthers. Panthers leading this one 20-15 in this area round game. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. Coming to you from the field in Pflugerville. Fourth down and one. Ball is at the 20-yard line. Cubs need to get to the 19 to pick up the first down. Winner of this will move on for a showdown with, looks like it's going to be Randall. They had last we checked, they had a pretty lopsided lead over Elgin in their game over there. Oh, 65-0, the latest update on that one.
Wow.
It looks like Randall's in beast mode tonight.
Looks like Randall's on a mission after that tough loss to Huntsville last year at the playoffs.
Yeah, that was one I don't think anybody saw coming. Waiting for them to come out of the huddle toward the start of the fourth quarter here. Cubs trailing by five. Okay, now the team's set.
By the way, Doug,
yeah?
If you saw the ad on the big screen there, Tater Q, that was the food sponsor this year.
Oh, okay. Well, they did a good job. And so here we go. Zyron Upshaw out of the Wild Cub. And he will take it, and he's going to get the first down and more. Upshaw breaks free into the end zone. Cut touchdown. Zyron Upshaw from 20 yards out gives the Cubs the lead back. And now, Senega on for the extra point. Or are we going to maybe go for two again here? It looks like the offense is coming out, so we may be going for two to try to keep this, to get this a three-point lead. And Jordan Harvey with Upshaw in the backfield. And miscommunication there, and Cubs have to burn a timeout. And so we'll take it with and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
From kickoff to fourth quarter, Christy Schlotman, your local Farmers Insurance agent, is here to make sure you're protected, both on and off the field. Just like a strong defense, Christy's got your back when it comes to insurance. So when life throws unexpected challenges your way, Farmers Insurance will tackle them with confidence. Christy Schlotman, your local agent with Farmers Insurance, invites you to stop by 201 North Park Street in downtown Brenham and come out and cheer on the Brenham Cubs this season.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas. Festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves on their quality service. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done. Go, Cubs!
All right, as we come back here, Cubs are going to go for the two-point conversion. They have taken the lead 21-20. And back to pass goes Jordan Harvey.
Chris Guidry.
Chris Guidry got the two-point conversion. And so that'll give the Cubs a 23-20 lead with 11:58 left to go in the game. And we'll be back with a kickoff after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days of being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with the winning flavor for everyone. Bluebell proudly supports the Brenham Cubs.
All right, back we go, and the Cubs leading it again, 23-20. And there's the kickoff, sailing high and deep. And it's going to be a touchback. And, boy, that touchdown there, Tommy, just what the doctor ordered for the
Brenham
Cubs.
No, I'm telling you, it couldn't come at a better time. You know, nice run there, nice effort by Zyron Upshaw getting into the end zone, and then Jordan Harvey to Chris Guidry for the two-point conversion.
Now let's see if the Cubs defense can answer the call here.
And hand off up the middle. And that is Mujal, the ball carrier. And he gains four on that. We'll bring him second down and six. And here they come again. And this time the ball carrier has Luchow again. And he's to the 36-yard line.
Ledrick Walker again with the stop there for the Cubs.
And a first down for the Panthers.
Tell you what, good job by Ledrick tonight.
As clock continues to roll. And we got a fumble on the play. We had whistles beforehand, and I think that then they're going to get the Cubs for jumping off sides. And Coach Youngs is livid over there on the sideline. And so, yeah, it'll be it.
Yeah, no, that one, Coach is not happy about.
Yeah. And so that'll be first and five. Ball spot on the 41-yard line. Play action, and they're going to put it in the air. Intercepted. Javion Moore with his third pick in the season. And it couldn't come at a better time as the Cubs will take over.
I tell you, that big interception there by Javion Moore. That may be the water play, huh?
It's going to be one of the, definitely a candidate for it. Rob Whataburger, water play of the game. And we'll, of course, award that during the postgame show. Ball at the 33-yard line now as the Cubs offense will come back out on the field. 10:38 left to go in the game. Cubs leading at 23-20.
The Cubs played that defense perfectly there, Doug. It was first and 5 yards to go, and they just had an inkling that Liberty Hill would be going for a pass and played it perfectly.
And so here we go with Jordan Harvey. Pass complete for Cartel Town. And out across the 40, 50, down the sidelines. And he tried to tiptoe the sidelines and just went out of bounds, but got it in to Panther territory to the 35-yard line. Another big catch there for Cartel Brown.
I tell you what, Doug, it was just that simple little dump pass out in that left flat there to Cartel. Let Cartel do it with his feet.
Well, now, where are they putting? Where are they putting? They placed the ball all the way back at the 42. He was further up than that. Well, I'm going to say that's where he went out of bounds at, was the 42-yard line. And give this to Zyron Upshaw. Upshaw's got some running room. And he will get across to the 35, down to the 34-yard line. And it'll bring up second down and one for the Cubs.
Spencer Ballou on the stop for Liberty Hill.
And Somerville just tacked on another score, and they're now up 32-12 in their game. So Yewons look well on their way to go into the next round. And Upshaw with another carry there.
Caden Cockburn with the stop for Liberty Hill.
And ball to the 30-yard line. And it'll be first and 10 for the Cubs. Clock down to 9:20 left to go in the game. Give this to Upshaw. And that time he's going to get dropped for a loss. Back to the 33.
That's Spencer Ballou on the stop for the Panthers.
And now on the end around to Cartel Brown. And he is across the 30-yard line.
Carson Nielsen and Garrett Lindgren on the stop for the Panthers.
Ball at the 27-yard line. Will be third down and 7 for the Cubs. They need to get to the 20-yard line to pick up the first down. This may be two down territory. And draw play to Upshaw, and he's got running room. Out across the 20 to the 10. And Upshaw
touchdown.
At the end. Oh, so he's down at the 2-yard line.
Oh, nice counter play there.
It'll be first and goal for the Cubs at the 2. Assignments. And looks like they're going to run Upshaw out of the Wildcat. Low snap. He's going to pick it himself. Trying to spin forward and just nothing doing there. Busted play. And Navasota's now taking a 35-21 lead over Lindale. So they're going to go it again. Second and goal from the 2-yard line. Upshaw out of the Wildcat. And he's going to get, did he get to the 1 at least? Yeah, he got to the 1-yard line before he got stuffed. So it'll be third and goal from the 1. No, I thought he got one, but now they're going to say at the 2.
It's 2.
No gain.
Big play here.
And we're going to get a timeout. Coach wants to talk it over. And so we'll be back into here 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Being part of your local community really matters at CSB. That's why you'll find the same friendly faces you know and trust to greet you at our doors. For all your personal banking and business banking needs, stop by and see us. Citizen State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC.
Hey, you need a roof? but you don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services for the area for over 30 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing from new, conventional, to green, energy-efficient roofs, and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today. J&A Roofing is proud to support the Brenham Cubs in the playoffs.
All right, we got 5:16 left to go in the game. Cubs leading at 23-20. Ball is at the 2-yard line. It's going to be third down and goal. And Jordan Harvey coming back in. Upshaw, counterplay, in there for the touchdown. Tyron Upshaw with his second touchdown of the night, second of the quarter, and he's giving the Cubs down a 29-20 lead with the extra point to come. Whistle before the play. And so offside's called against the Panthers.
Well, yeah. Well, he'll go for the kick now.
And Blue Sinega on for the extra point. And kick is up. It's good. And so with 5:12 left to go in the game, the Cubs have taken a 30-20 lead. And back with the kickoff after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
For over 20 years, the Stars of Joy event at Brenham National Bank has become one of our favorite traditions. Stars of Joy is making Christmas wishes come true for children in foster care or children supervised by Child Protective Services. Come by our lobby and select a star from the Christmas tree and make a child's wish come true. Cash donations will also be accepted. Gifts must be at Brenham National Bank by Thursday, December 5th. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
These days, you want whatever you're putting money into to last. That's especially true if you're investing in a new steel building, like a new workshop, storage building, or barndominium. When you choose DDM Metal Buildings to fabricate your new metal building, you can rest assured your money is well spent. With over a quarter century of experience, DDM Metal Buildings are built to last. Find out more online at ddmbuildings.com or visit with their experienced staff at their locations in Brenham and Bastrop.
All right, as we come back here, we got 5:12 left to play. Cubs leading at 30-20. And Blue Sinega will kick this one away. We field it at the 5-yard line. And I got to get him all the way down there at the 10-yard line. How about that coverage for the Cubs special teams?
I'm telling you, great coverage there.
And so now ball will be spotted at the 10-yard line. 5:05 left to play. Lindell's come back to cut down Soto's lead down to 35-28. And on the running play there, that was number 9, May, on the carry. He kind of looked a little cocky going down there, like he was daring one of the Cubs to come up and tackle him.
Glad you brought that point up, because that's the way I read that.
Yeah.
It's like, to me, I think I take the extra 10 yards, you can get down the field.
Yeah. And especially you don't do things like that when you're trailing by 10 points. And the quarterback this time, and he's going to get brought down. Oh, come on!
He's going to call in face mask, and you watch what I see.
I didn't see this. The flag is down. That's a 15-yard penalty against the Cubs. Definitely not what we wanted there. And Somerville now up 39-12 in their game. And, of course, don't forget we'll have the scoreboard show after our broadcast tonight. Bring you up to date on all the scores around the area. And back to pass. Siebert in pursuit. They do get the ball away. And incomplete. He was going for Preston Benefield.
Good coverage there by the Cubs.
Yeah, he had two Cubs in there, and they just both jumped up there and knocked it away. So that'll bring him second down and 10. Clock stops with 4:02 left to go in the game.
Christian Prosper and Tylon Powell back there.
And we had a penalty on there. I missed what the call was. The penalty against Liberty Hill, so that makes the second down and 10. Counterplay to Muchaw. And he is brought down. He gets it into Cub territory.
Nice play there by Chris Guidry for the Cubs, making a big tackle.
And so it'll bring up third down and 3. Clock stops with 3:56 to go. Cubs up 30-20. And we're going to get the Cubs from moving. They're going to get the Cubs from moving again. Five-yard penalty for offsides against the Cubs. And that gets it to the 41-yard line, and that's a first down.
Not only that, it stops the clock.
That too. So first down at the 41-yard line. It's still a two-score game. And handoff up the middle. And that is Bologna on the carry.
Doyle Brown in on the stop there for the Cubs.
2 yard pickup will bring up second down and 8. As we're down to 3:30 to go. Cup defense trying to hold on here. And all that is to number 24, DJ Seaborn. And he is stopped. Where are they going to? I think they're going to mark him down at the 5 yard line. So it'll be first and goal at the 5. With 3 minutes to go in the game. There was it Seaborn again? Yes, it was. Or no, this time it was to Benefield, and he picked up 2. And that'll bring up second and goal at the 3 yard line. Benefield again, and he's in there untouched for the touchdown. That'll make it a 30-26 game. With By going for the extra point. Extra point is good. And so with 2:28 left to go in the game, it is the Cubs 30 and the Panthers 27. Back with the kickoff after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Is your auto looking more than a little dull? And no scratches on the side? Yikes! Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to return your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranty. They're committed to quality.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in supporting the Cubs during this year's football season.
And so here we go. Got 2:28 left to play. Cubs leading 30-27, and they've Liberty Hill setting up for the onside kick. And Cubs are going to come up with it. And that was Chris Guidry on the recovery. And so now the Cubs, really, they could just hold on the ball, run the clock out. They can get it, send the home crowd home, back on the road to Brenham very happy this evening.
I tell you what, you're exactly right, Doug. I tell you what, it was looking kind of slim there when Jacoby went back down again. But, you know, the Cubs, you know, with that never-say-die effort, came right back.
And just went final. Randall won their game over Elgin 79-0. So the winner of this will get Randall next week.
Yeah, you know, it seemed like somewhere they had to call the dogs off.
Yeah. Hand off goes to Zyron Upshaw. And he will get it across the 50-yard line to the 48. And timeout on the field taken by Liberty Hill. So we'll take it with him and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
If you're someone wanting to get ahead this winter, Blinn College makes it easy. Enroll for the Winter Mini-Mester starting December 16th and finish an online course in just a few weeks with full transferable credit. Or start the new year strong with spring classes beginning January 13th. With affordable tuition and flexible online or in-person options, Blinn is your pathway to success. Don't wait. Visit blinn.edu and register today for the Winter Mini-Mester and spring classes.
Are you hungry? You want that favorite Subway sandwich that makes your mouth water? Then what are you waiting for? You can call it in, you can order in the app, or you can order it online, or simply pick them up on the way to the game. But there's no reason at all to deny yourself that mouth-watering chicken bacon ranch or meatball sub. So tonight, while listening to the game, eat fresh, eat healthy, eat Subway. With three locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
Here we go. We've got 2:18 left to play. Cubs leading at 30-27. Give this to Zyron Upshaw. He's at across the 40, 35, 30. He's got the first down and more. It fumbles the ball out of bounds. And that was lucky because they had two Panther players right there.
I tell you what, a saving tackle there by Ion Jones for Liberty Hill. Big run again there by Zyron Upshaw.
And so the clock now ticking down to 2 minutes left to go in the game. Ball will be at the 28-yard line. Panthers only have one timeout remaining. And now the Cubs are going to get called for a delay of game for not being able to get the playoff in time. That's Elby now. It's increased their lead on Belleville 41-17. Yeah, it looks like this might not be the night for the Bramas. As the girls lost, and now it looks like the guys are heading on their way.
I missed that, Doug. The girls lost.
Yeah, 3-1. And a big handoff there for the Cubs.
Making a stop, Alistair Vallejo for Liberty Hill.
And it's a ball up to the 24-yard line. And so Liberty Hill will take their final timeout. And we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Hi, Mike Leonard, General Sales Manager here at Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. Times have definitely changed in my 25 years here, but something that hasn't changed is our commitment and service to our customers. So come see me and my team for the great customer service you deserve, or visit us online at appleford.com or hyundaiofbrenham.com, or give us a call at 979-836-3659, 979-836-3659, and go Cubs.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds?
What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
As we come back here, Zyron Upshaw on the carry. And one of the Liberty Hill players just ripped Upshaw's helmet off. And Coach Young's wanting a flag.
Garrett Lindgren on the stop there for Liberty Hill.
And so the clock continuing to roll. It's going to be third down and 6. Cubs, if they can get one more first down, then they can take a knee and call it a night. We're down to a minute left to go.
And we've got a
Liedrick Walker.
Liedrick Walker on the carry.
I think he's going to get it. It's going to be close.
And he does pick up the first down. And so now the Cubs can go into everybody's favorite formation. And that would be victory formation. And Jordan Harvey will take the knee, and that is going to do it. Brenham Cubs are going to win this one. 30-27, your final score. The Brenham Cubs are your area round champions, and they are moving on in the playoffs. What a way to finish it. Coming up with two big touchdowns in the fourth quarter. And the Cubs are going to walk away with a victory here tonight, T.L.
Oh, I tell you what, it's just a great effort there. Jacoby goes down. He came back into the ball game, went down again. But I tell you what, the Cubs held up strong. Big, big effort there by Zyron Upshaw, especially in that fourth quarter. Just a great fourth quarter for the Cubs. Huge victory. Just a big, big victory.
And we got more to come on the post-game show. Let's send you back to the studios and hear these words from our sponsors.
Get ready for some fall-tastic fun with the Bluebell Aquatic Center. You can expect all kinds of fun, such as Cards Club on the first Wednesday of every month. Sign up for an aqua cardio or a waterworks class to help stay fit this fall. And get ready for Thanksgiving with some inflatable fun starting November 25th through the 27th. Admission is required. Please note that they will be closed on November 11th for Veterans Day. For more info, visit thecityofbrenham.org or stop by 1800 East Tom Green in Brenham.
DDM Pipe and Steel is a complete warehouse for just about everything metal. Pipe, angle iron, flat plate, metal building components, roll-up doors, and a selection of long-lasting metal roofing systems. Their knowledgeable staff can answer your questions to help get your project off the ground. DDM was built on the philosophy that low prices, high-quality fabrication, and great customer service are the keys to long-term relationships with their customers. DDM Pipe and Steel, with locations in Brenham and Bastrop, and online at ddmbuildings.com.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Wayne, Clarence, and the staff at Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs football team this playoff season. They're proud of the hard work and dedication the Cubs put in to make this season successful, and they're thrilled to cheer them on to victory. Good luck, Cubs! Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, they make it personal.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Mr. Windshield in Brenham is a proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs football. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield. For all of your auto glass needs, call or visit them online at MrWindshieldInc.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Cubs football team and the coaches good luck during playoffs.
As we come back here, the happy total board. Brenham Cubs winning 30-27 over the Liberty Hill Panthers. And let's take a look at the final stats
for this evening. And for the Brenham Cubs, passing, Jordan Harvey was 13 out of 23 for 240 yards, two touchdowns. On the ground, leading ball carrier was Zyron Upshaw, 20 carries, 139 yards, two touchdowns. Stepped up big with the injury to Jacoby Dixon and did just what the Cubs needed him to. And then receiving-wise, you had Cartel Brown with a big night, five catches, 126 yards, two touchdowns. Chris Guidry with four catches for 75 yards. And Powell with one catch for 21 yards as well. And just went final. We just got a report here. Silsby has defeated Belleville. The final score 41-17 there. And so the season coming to an end for Coach Grady Rowe and the Belleville Bremas. And meanwhile, let's take a look at the stats for Liberty Hill. And their big thing is always on the ground. And they had Kyle May was 13 out of 63 for one touchdown. Yeah, the quarterback, Jack Pitts, for three carries, 85 yards. Bryce Muchow, 10 carries, 44 yards. DJ Seaborn, 5 carries, 58 yards. Pierre Belingan, 9 carries, 44 yards and a touchdown. And then Preston Benefield, 6 carries, 16 yards and a touchdown. And also, penalty-wise, this is where one of the big in Brenham's favor. Brenham penalized only three times for 15 yards. Liberty Hill, six penalties for 60 yards. And most of that coming on the last two drives there. And so that was a huge factor in the second half of the game. Brenham also with 20 first downs. Liberty Hill only 16 first downs. And that ultimately leads to a win for the Cubs here for tonight. And we've got more to come here on the postgame. Let's send you back to the studios in here 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Looking to save money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates, LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how you can save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your trusted local Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 till 5 and on Friday, 8 till 1.
Cruzy Village staff and residents would like to wish the Brenham Cubs the best of luck during the football playoffs. Cruzy Village's charming independent living cottages set amongst shady tree-lined streets are unmatched. The award-winning facility is Brenham's only full-service continuum care retirement community, offering independent living, assisted living, memory care, rehabilitation, and long-term skilled nursing. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit CruzyVillage.com. That's CruzyVillage.com. Cruzy Village, a community for the next chapter of your life story.
Tilghman Construction and Stega Tilghman Plumbing are proud to sponsor the Cubs football team. Tilghman Construction and Stega Tilghman Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years respectively and are ready and able to handle any of your residential needs. So let them be your first choice when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs. Tilghman Construction and Stega Tilghman Plumbing congratulates the Cubs on a great season and wishes them good luck in the playoffs.
WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham, invites you to stop by and check out the New Holland track loaders, wheel loaders, backhoes, and mini excavators ready to tackle those tough jobs. WC Tractor is located on Highway 290 East. They're ready to take on all your New Holland equipment needs, and their trained staff is ready to help you with your parts and service needs as well. WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham. Check it all out on the web at WCTractor.com.
All right, as we come back here, it's time now to name our John Breeden Outstanding Players of the Game. And, well, for the offense, we had some guys with some really good nights tonight. But I tell you what, with the injury to Jacoby Dixon, Zyron Upshaw really stepped it up tonight and had his biggest game of the season. 20 carries, 139 yards, and two touchdowns.
No doubt about it, Doug. Just you took the words directly out of my mouth. Just an outstanding performance by Zyron Upshaw, and he never said die. It took 2-3 players when he to get him down each and every play that he made. Just an outstanding effort by Zyron Upshaw. Congratulations, our John Breeden offensive star of the game.
And now on the defensive side, we're going to go with another young man who came up really big for the Cubs in the first half.
Oh, no doubt about it. There's a young man, has number 29 on his back, just had an outstanding defensive performance. Wherever the ball went for Liberty Hill, Mason Sieber was there. That entire first half, I lost count of how many solo tackles he had, but in on every play that entire first half, just an outstanding defensive performance. Mason Sieber, our outstanding defensive player of the game.
And the defensive and offensive outstanding players of the game, brought to you by John Breeden, State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden, 2006 South Day Street in Brenham. For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, it's insurance you can trust. Now for our Whataburger Wanna Play of the Game. And Whataburger, home of the breakfast burger and the honey butter chicken biscuit. Family owned and operated since 1950. With online ordering available, visit Whataburger Brenham at 2801 Highway 36 South. Open 24/7. And, I think the Wanna Play, I gotta go back to the, very first touchdown, Jordan Harvey, the 74-yarder to Cartel
Brown.
That
was huge. We had so much fun there in the first half,
yeah.
Man. And we said, this thing, what's the score going to be? 42-41? But,
yeah.
I'm good with that, Doug. That's just an outstanding play. Cartel, he got the ball to Cartel Brown out there in the flat, and after that he just did it with his legs, and it was all Cartel Brown to the end zone.
Yep, and so Cartel Brown, our Whataburger Wanna Play of the Game, and back for the final wrap up after we hear one more time from our sponsors.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham, a proud supporter of Cub football. We look forward to seeing the Cubs light up the scoreboard this fall. And you, too, can rack up points with Bank of Brenham's Scorecard Rewards Program. Earn points with every qualified debit card transaction that can be redeemed for future purchases. So whether you swipe left or swipe right, it's always a winning play. Bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC.
BVR Materials is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
Wingstop in Brenham is the ultimate destination to cure your chicken cravings. Now carrying their brand new chicken sandwich in not one, not two, but 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors of the new perfectly cooked crispy chicken sandwich, topped with pickles and laid on a butter bun. Make your sandwich a combo deal with fries, a drink, and a dip for only $8.49. Place your order for the new chicken sandwich online at wingstop.com or visit them at 2642 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
KWHIAM and K269GU FM, Brenham.
All right, as we come back here, once again, your final score, the Brenham Cubs win it over the Liberty Hill Panthers, 30-27. And so that means, Tommy, we got at least one more week of running up and down the road.
We got one more week of running up and down the road. But the one point that I'm going to bring up, and we talked about that with our friend Michael Groves before the game, and it was a big key factor. Our defensive backs just did a really outstanding job tonight. They came up and fill those holes, and they played their position well and just did an outstanding job, and when they had to make tackles, they made tackles.
Yes.
So just a great all-around performance by that Cub football team.
They certainly did. It was a hard-fought victory, and it came from behind, pulled it out, and now the Cubs moving on to the next round of the playoffs. And just when finally Somerville Yewas get the victory there, so they're moving on as well.
Congratulations, Coach Roberts. Great job.
Yeah, that's win number 11 on the season for the Yewas, win number 11 here for the Cubs. And Craig Montana will have the scores for you coming up here on the Friday Night Scoreboard Show. And then be sure you join us tomorrow morning, 8:15, right here on KWHI for the Saturday football roundup. And that's going to do it for us here in Pflugerville. I want to thank the good folks here at the field in Pflugerville for their hospitality. Everything was really great tonight.
First class. And did a great job.
And big thank you to the folks at home for tuning in. A big thank you to our sponsors who, of course, make our broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug and Tommy saying good night, everybody.